Our next item was conditional use number 1795, Stephen Krebs Creative Garden Center.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, unless there's any input, I've got a motion prepared for this.
I would hope, Mr. Smith, that you include in that that if he intends to have any other businesses on there, that he gets approval for conditional use change ahead of time.
Mr. Robertson, excuse me, has put that in there. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1795 for Stephen Krebs Creative Garden Center for commercial greenhouses and a retail garden center based upon the record and for the following reasons. Them being the use is agricultural in nature and is consistent with the underlying AR1 zoning. The use is a benefit to the local residents and supports the local agricultural economy. The proposed use will not have an adverse impact on the community or traffic in the area. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions, them being that the use shall be limited to commercial greenhouses and a retail garden center and other uses incidental to those such uses. Such incidental uses would include the sale of landscape pavers, an off-site bobcat or landscaping service, mulch, stone, firewood sales, etc. Any barbecue, shed sales, or other uses not incidental or similar to the permitted use will require a separate public hearing. There shall be no more than 8 employees on the site. The hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. 7 days per week. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. The property shall connect to county sewer when such sewer becomes available, and the connection shall comply with all county engineering department requirements. The final site plan shall contain the location of all greenhouses, buildings, bins, and pads for storage of mulch, gravel, stone, and areas designated for outside storage and display. Security and task lighting shall be downlighted and shielded so as to prevent encroachment on neighboring properties. The dumpster shall be screened from view of County Road 382 and neighboring properties. There shall be no signage beyond the scope and limitations already approved by the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. No banners, flags, or feather flags with visible writing on them shall be permitted to advertise the business. No display of wares, stock, or goods for sale shall be permitted in the front yard setback. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1795, Stephen Krebs Creative Garden Center, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.